Yes, we are talking about density and traffic, and certainly in the northeast and the Nixon Devon area. I was at that meeting with the Toll Brothers, and they want to put in approximately 500 residences, and people were multiplying that by two cars, so there's going to be more traffic. More traffic tie-ups. We need to think about what we're doing and how we're planning. So sidewalks, I agree that we need more consistency in our sidewalks, and we need consistency in our crosswalk ordinance. And for bikers, I would like to see more barriers, so that when they are riding on something like Washington or Huron, that there is a definite separation between them and the cars. And cars, we need to slow them down so that we're safer, and also to offer more parking at the highway intersection, so that when they come off the highway, they can park and we can use our bus system to help us manage the traffic. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Kurt.
Thank you. I'm glad a common misconception was brought up. Density in our downtown and near transit lets people get to work and live closer to work, so they don't need to drive as much. So the majority of traffic, the traffic problem, is the thousands of people coming into town that have no choice but to take a car. Traffic is clearly a byproduct of having jobs and an improving economy. There's lots of places in Michigan that don't have this problem. So that's, you know, it's something we can be partially thankful for. That said, there are proven ways to manage traffic. I think the city spends a pittance on neighborhood traffic calming. This is one of these issues that comes up over and over again at the doors. People want to be able to be safe. They want their kids to be able to play in their neighborhood without speeding cars cutting through. Transit and rail are huge, important ways to leverage this, address this problem. We can advocate for biking and walking, which I think is great, but without these larger methods of getting people around without cars, we're going to see it get much worse.
Mm-hmm.